All right, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio, WTTTY, broadcasting live out of Chicago. I got to tell you, folks, I really have to tell you, I am kind of under the weather. I was debating with myself if I should do the show or not, or come on the air today, and I decided, what the hell, go on. If I can make it through the show, I'll make it. If I can't, I'm short. So you don't be surprised at anything. Anyway, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show. People, follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Block Talk Radio. Follow me right here every single day, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7:30, 6 to 8 o'clock, 2 hours, whatever. You know, whatever there is. Just follow me on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Okay, lively topics and discussions on the George Wilder Jr. Show. I was just thinking about something. So there's no guest today. So, you know, but who knows what can happen during the course of this show. So stay tuned, stay informed, and stay listening. And what made me chuckle is the same thing that made me chuckle yesterday when I found out, when everybody found out, most people found out, that Donald Trump was endorsed by Sarah Palin. And that was funny. And I don't know, some of you people out there, maybe you've heard her speak or talk or at some of his rallies lately. She sounds terrible. She is bizarre as bizarre can be. And now she is, a lot of people on Facebook and some of the social networking sites that I belong to didn't believe this, and I didn't believe it either, that her son Track, who names a child Track, but her son Track Palin, was arrested for domestic violence, hitting a woman, okay? Her son. Somehow, if you know Sarah Palin, somehow she turned this into something that she could blame on Obama. Yeah, her son is, I don't know, it's just bizarre that what the Republicans can figure out to blame on Obama. And Obama just sit back and don't say anything. He doesn't reply. He doesn't even. If I was president and they blame something on me, boy, I'd be up in their asses. Don't blame something on me that I'd had nothing to do with. Sarah Palin somehow links her son's domestic violence arrest to President Obama. And she believes this. Anything that happens in these people's, in these folks, their personal lives, especially if they're running for president of the United States, they find a way to blame Obama. And I don't understand why Obama doesn't react to this or rebut this or come out and refute this. This has been going on for as long as Obama's been president. People have been blaming stuff on him that were totally not his fault. But he sit back and just don't say anything. Maybe he's above it all. I don't know, but this is ridiculous. This time is ridiculous. She's blaming domestic, as if Obama told her son to hit that girl or that woman. This is crazy. This woman is nuts. Okay, here's the article. Former Alaska governor. She was a half-term governor. She was a half-term, okay? Sarah Palin on Wednesday, which is today, if you're downloading or archiving the show, it'll be a little later, linked her son's domestic violence arrest to President Obama's treatment of veterans. Okay, he was a veteran of the United States military. Track Palin, okay, that's his name, Track. I had to look at this 3 or 4 times. Is that right? Track? Track? Track, like the train track, you know. Track Palin, a 26-year-old Iraq veteran, was arrested in Wasilla. Wasilla's in Alaska on Tuesday on domestic violence and weapons charges in an incident involving a woman, accordingly to Gawker. I guess that's a website, news website. Palin decided to address what she called the elephant in the room during a campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, before she introduced Donald Trump, whom she endorsed yesterday, which was Tuesday. Okay, here's Sarah Palin, and I'm quoting her. I'm quoting, "My son, like so many others, they come back a bit different. They come back hardened." If I can get this back. "They come back wondering if there is that respect for which is their fellow soldiers and airmen and every other number if you heard Sarah Palin, you probably would understand. So, you know, she's blaming Obama for her son's condition. This is crazy. Just a serial domestic abuser. That's it. You don't blame anybody but her son. But you know what? She's backing Donald Trump. She's in the spotlight. She's famous. You know, she's got to throw this somewhere. And what I'm hearing, reporters, majority of them, they did not like this move. They don't even like Sarah Palin. This, and some of his supporters, Donald Trump supporters, are saying just because he brought Sarah Palin into the mix, that Donald Trump just may lose some support because they don't like her. They do not like her. So Donald Trump is in trouble. A lot of us are saying, what the hell? Why are you getting this woman up out of the mothballs? Let her stay where she is. Let her stay rested or whatever. Get her out of the limelight. Get her off television, especially national TV. But Donald Trump brought her out. It's ridiculous. So he's going to lose some like her. They don't like her. And she just may take away something important. So this, instead of Sarah Palin actually being a positive for Donald Trump, she's going to wind up being a negative. Oh, he's not going to win this. With her on a ticket, with her being vice president, is what a lot of people might think is going to happen. Donald Trump is a surefire loser. He is a surefire loser for the president nomination. Not going to get that. Not with this woman. In a way, I kind of admired Donald Trump before he brought in Sarah Palin. Nobody likes Sarah Palin. I mean, Donald Trump came on the stage one day and said, everybody likes Sarah Palin. That's a lie. Everybody does not like Sarah Palin. He's just saying that to the stupids. He's saying those kind of things to the stupids, the uninformed, the crazies, the loonies, the haters, the KKK people. They buy it. But reasonable, intelligent, smart people say, hell no, that's not true. Yes, she was the Republican Palin. Sarah Palin was the Republican vice president nominee in 2008. John McCain, Senator John McCain, discovered her ass. And he was running with her. He chose her as his VP, Vice President of the United States. John McCain lost. And now Donald Trump has chosen her. He's going to lose too. Sarah Palin is bad luck. She's an idiot. And you don't need me to say that. Just listen to her talk. Listen to her. Listen to what she tries to say. You know, it's idiotic, it's stupid, it's dumb. Even the New York Times say the same thing. And we're not picking on Sarah Palin. She's a racist, she's a pig, and she's dumb and stupid. And that's not me talking. That's not my view of anything. That's not even my opinion. By so many out there, it is a fact if you just listen to her talk, and it is stupid for her to blame Obama for her son's domestic violence arrest. That's just crazy. That is just totally nonsense. And she is totally nonsense. This is why she will not get anywhere near the White House. People, please don't let this happen. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. As I show today, I have no guests, so I am the guest. 347-857-1762, or just sit back and listen to me, all right? Okay. All right. Scientists, they discovered a new planet, Planet 9. I think they're going to call it Planet 9. I'm just saying what is being reported. So, and so far, it's 10 times larger than Earth, from what I gather, okay? And it's a nice planet. I said, well, wonderful. And it's 10 times, what struck me was that they said it was 10 times larger than Earth. You know, all of these planets that's in our solar system, and we're the only planet in the solar system with life. I understand, we're the only life. Life, you know, so that's a mystery to me. That is a mystery for me. Okay, new planet in the solar system. 347-857-1762. I am not a scientist. I'm just reporting it, folks. Okay, moving right along. I'm still thinking about this Sarah Palin, as she was blaming Obama for this. I mean, people they're all upset at this crap. I mean, they can't believe it. I can't. Oh, Toni Braxton, she's still out there and doing something. That's great, Toni Braxton. And it's awful. And like I said before, it's been very, very, very and state of the weather. The reason why I don't feel too good today is because I was out in the weather. I had to, you know how you have to run errands, pay bills and stuff like that, and you have to get out in the cold even though you try to avoid it, but you got to get out anyway because you have to go to work, you got to do things, you know, whatever you got to do. But it happens. It totally happens. Either tied with her or he's just one or two points behind. Nationally, Hillary is slipping. I heard something on the news earlier today where Donald Trump couldn't believe that Sanders was actually beating Hillary Clinton. And they called Sanders a wacko. I mean, he shouted out to his supporters that Sanders was a wacko. You know, I mean, check it out if you don't believe me. Check it out if you think I'm lying. I would never say something like that because I would never think somebody would call Sanders a wacko. You know, I mean, I'm going to support him. I'm going to vote for him. You know, but he called. And Hillary Clinton, obviously, she's nervous. She's nervous. She's trying to stop Sanders' momentum. He has got plenty of momentum. This guy is going to be the next president of the United States. I think he may go up against Donald Trump. Then again, if Donald Trump keeps Palin on the list, he is a surefire loser. I'm pretty sure the Republicans, the RNC, Republican National Committee, they don't want either Trump or Sarah Palin. This is going to be very, very interesting. Okay, we do have a smart quiz questions for today. How many senators are there? All right. We're having some difficulty. Here, folks. We are having a few. Actually, okay, we're back on the air. We're having some difficulty, folks. So they're doing some construction next door, and I hope that I think I'm a little loud. I hope that it doesn't interfere much with it in the show. So we're having some problems. Anytime you're on the internet, you're going to have problems. So we're having a few problems. So do not let that stop you from listening to the George Waddle Jr. Show, especially you are. So let's see if we can get some of these things working around here. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. For understanding, I don't know how much of that got in into the beginning of the show, but I'm hoping that pretty much of it did, because I think the internet went down on me, and that happens. And the most embarrassing thing is when there's a guest or a couple of guests on the show, and suddenly I have the internet embarrassing. But luckily, we've had guests on the show who totally understands that thing. Okay, I was I had a guest on the show the other day, and she talked about depression. And there's so many people who are suffering with depression, and I always go around and see how much information I can find to share with you, my listeners of this show, on subjects like depression and subjects like robots starting to take over everything.
You are now listening to the George Waddle Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
We're still having problems, folks. So bear with me. I was just talking about Sarah Palin and her incorporation into the Donald Trump camp. This is going to be interesting. I was just saying, if you didn't catch me, or if we were abruptly cut off, I was talking about Sarah Palin blaming, and this is true, a lot of people didn't believe this, blaming Obama for her son hitting another woman. Domestic violence. And my understanding, this is, she's just looking for something to put her hat on, something to try to stem the tide, take the focus off her son and put it on her and Donald Trump. Anybody with a minute percentage of a brain would know that Obama has nothing to do with her son and his domestic violence of another person being in a domestic violence environment. I'm just stunned. And a lot of people who have heard about that too, they're also stunned. It's unbelievable. And all she's doing is getting more criticism from saying something so stupid. You know, so really, really stupid. Okay, let's move along. You're listening to the George Waddle Jr. Show. I have no guests today. 347-857-1762. I think I can remember that number. I say it so often. Our governor in the state of Illinois, he wants, this is what he wants. You might have heard this, and it's just startling to me. He wants a state, if I can say it, a state takeover. What he really wants is to take over the schools and dismantle the unions. He wants to take over the schools because he feels that Mayor Emanuel has failed the schools. The only person here who has failed schools is Bruce Rauner, because he will not get a budget. All he has to do the Chicago public schools have been funded by the state since their intrusion. He wants. And the Democrats say, hell no, that ain't going to happen. He and his minions, Bruce Rauner, are on television, newspapers, the media, going around trying to make their case of driving Chicago public schools into bankruptcy. Like it's a going to bankruptcy. That's not a good thing. And if you didn't know, the state public schools has just had their downrated. Again, this is crazy. This is why people are state. This is why businesses are failing to want to do business in Illinois. I mean, we got some of the most screwed up politicians ever. Rauner wants to take over everything. This is his first time in a public office running for anything. And he thinks he's king. He's got his money is buying up all these Republicans to get them on his side, to say what he wants them to say and how he wants them to say it. It is not going to happen. You're not going to convince people of this state to sell their schools and cities to this guy. When all he has to do, he said, well, the schools don't have money. They need $500 million. Well, round up, sign a budget, and that'll be it. You don't have to go all crazy on us by saying let the public schools go bankrupt, the state to take over the public schools. That's not going to happen. This is a Democratic town. The Democrats aren't going to let you dismantle their core values and their core beliefs. Rauner, you're the one who has to fall in line, not the Democrats. You are the one who has to fall in line. You can go out and buy off as many Republicans as you want to get them to say what you want them to say, how you want them to say. We know that they're your minions, they're your that they share your talking points, which is nothing. This guy is the worst governor in Illinois history. He's heard it all before, and he's going to sit up there on television in front with a microphone in his face and say he wants to take over Chicago public schools, make them go bankrupt. Saying the same thing, trying to make their cases as that's the best thing for Chicago public schools is to let the state take over, to let Rauner take it over and bust the unions inside. What he's trying to do, he's trying to get at the unions. He wants that. He's trying to get at the unions. He's trying to find every loophole that he can to get at busting and ridding Illinois of unions. Unions that majority of the workers in this state, they want unions. They want unions because they know if they lose unions, they're going to lose their bargaining chip. Employers can fire them at whim. Employers can treat them the way they want to. Employers will lower their wages. They have no voice. They know that unions are a positive thing. Even if I said a few days ago that the only criticism that I personally have of unions is that I don't like being told or made or pressured or forced to be in a union if I don't want to. Majority of the time, I've always been in unions, but I have been forced to be in. No one ever came to me and said, George, we have to join. That's what I want. Ask me, if you want me to join your union, come up to me and tell me why out of my check each week or every 2 weeks. I guess what I'm saying is give me a choice. Just don't throw me into a union without my say. I'm not saying unions aren't vital for America. I think they are.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Black Talk Radio.
All we say to America.
Hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
All right, we're back on the air, I believe. Yeah, we're back on the air. Sorry for that. We are having some difficulty here. There's construction going on. There's bad weather outside. So you guys stick with me, all right? we don't have that long to go on the show. I'm trying to clip up a clip to take a break. Every time I hit one of these clips, it seems like something goes wrong. Let's see.
The hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Okay, in case some guys, people out there were listening, didn't catch me. I was talking about Sarah Palin, her, and her incursion into the Trump camp. And Hillary is sleeping. Bernie is rising. Bill Clinton says Bernie is unelectable. Can you believe that? Bill Clinton is saying that Bernie Sanders is unelectable. He ought to go somewhere. He looks like he's in need of medication or something. Bernie is totally electable. He is totally electable. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton's husband, if you can find that clip or if you can find that video, he's saying, going around the country saying Bernie Sanders is unelectable. We all know that's a lie. If it was unelectable, he would not have 10, 20, 30,000 people in his crowds and rallies. The fact is that Hillary Clinton is losing ground to Bernie Sanders, and they're trying to stop his momentum. They're trying, and as if his supporters are stupid and do not know that and don't know that. We know that they're trying to stop his momentum, but don't lie on him saying that he's not electable. He is electable. If Bernie Sanders felt that he wasn't electable, he would not be running. And he would not have the support that he has. And he's getting support every day, all the time. And the Clintons are afraid. They are nervous. They are very, very nervous. And also, I was talking about our governor here in Illinois, Bruce Rauner, who wants to take over the schools. Instead of getting a budget, signing a budget into law and paying his bills, he wants to take it over. He wants the schools to go bankrupt. That's terrible. That's horrible. Nobody wants a bankruptcy. But he does. Well, if you get a bankruptcy, they can, you know, they don't have to pay all the bills and the debt that they owe, and they can, you know, start out on a clean slate. A clean slate would be for you to sign a budget, Mr. Governor. That's a clean slate. I don't know. I mean, and I'm also saying that I wish some of the people in Illinois would rise up against Bruce Rauner. They're rising up against Rahm Emanuel. Rise up against Bruce Rauner. I think Bruce Rauner is more, I think, than Rahm Emanuel. Nobody's rising up against him. They're saying, or to recall him, or just to kick his ass out. You have to do something. Something has to do something. And a lot of people are saying that Hillary is running. I cannot see, but maybe you can see. As you can probably hear, I'm stretching this. I am really trying to make it through this show. Like I said, I don't feel well. I don't. Most of the time when I'm doing this show, I'm ill or something, and somebody will call in and say, George, you sound great. But they don't know. Feeling great is two different things. And right now I'm struggling through the show because I'm having difficulties, technical difficulties. For January, and I am, but some guests, you know, they have problems with cold weather. Some of them reschedule and decide to, you know, they have other things they want to do. On this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock, I will be appearing on the, I think it's called Right to Stardom internet program on Blog Talk Radio. I was on there last week, so I've been invited. I've been invited back to talk about my current book, which is Jesus Christ Returns. A lot of people, fiction. I am not a religious nut. I keep telling people that, even though I've written a book, I am not a religious nut. I mean, a prologue, if you buy the book, if you sample the book, whatever you do, whatsoever about the Bible too much. I know a little, Gore. I'm not much of a sinner. I'm not saying I'm a sinner because I don't do those things. I guess what I'm saying is the book is just fiction. I just visualized it that the Son of Man will one day be. And I've had people say, well, George, Jesus is not the Son of Man. He's the Son of God. I think that he could be either. He could be either because in the New Testament, he is called the Son of Man 88 times in the New Testament. I mean, I think it's. If you believe, it's your preference. You can call him the Son of Man. You can call him the Son of God. It's up to you. But basically, I'm saying is that it's fiction. This is a fictional story. It's an epic story. It's fictional, and it's great. It's beautiful. I got a pretty good review on it. I'm not religious. It's just that it's just a story, and I thought that in some cases it would uplift a lot of people who are believers and who do attend church every Sunday and who he must be a religious fanatic. No, I am not. But check out the book. It's just it's like watching the Ten Commandments, or you watching the movie The King of Kings, or you any other biblical movie, or the TV episode The Bible. It's none of those. My book is none of those, but it borders on the Bible. It's fiction. It was a fun story, and I will do it again and again, and you know. Check it out. You'll find out for yourself. It was fun to write. It was really fun to write. And like I said in the program, I had a blast doing it. So you guys, check out that book called Jesus Christ, Son of Man, Returns. It's Jesus Christ returning to Earth. I mean, I thought that would just intrigue anybody. Anybody and everybody. But like I said, I just published a book this month, so there and that it's available. I think for the first week of its publication, I gave it away free. Palin. Okay, the internet is slow. I'm looking at my. Or not. My studio tells me I'm on the air. The internet said it's slow. You know, so Walter Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. Let's see what we got here. What else can we talk about? And Flint, Michigan. Okay. It says right here, we're going to go with Donald Trump. Donald Trump's lead isn't as solid as it looks. Well, it's not solid now. It really is on life support because he has this fool, Sarah Palin, with him. Sarah Palin is going to sink him in the polls, period. Because like I've just said, if you were listening, if we didn't get interrupted, and if I was actually on the air, I said that Sarah Palin is a liability for him. Donald Trump supporters, they don't like her. I've heard this. I'm not making this up. I've heard him say this. They don't like her. A lot of Democrats, progressives can't stand her either. And if people were calling her stupid last time, they're calling her dumb this time. If you've heard her speeches, if you heard her talk currently, she's okay. I'm looking at my calendar here. So it's been something, and I'm hearing there's going to be really, really, really bad weather coming. For the East Coast, New York, Boston, I think it's going to be coming for the New Jersey, some snow. I'm hearing that. Okay, let's see what we got here. Let's see if we cannot go to a commercial. Let's see. Yeah, and I would like to say still happy Martin Luther King Day to people. You know, we celebrated that on the show, I believe, Monday, his birthday. We had some clips. It was great. It was always great to relive Martin Luther King. Okay. All right. Yeah, they're talking about Planet Nine from outer space, the ninth planet in the solar system. And they're saying it, and they're saying that it's 10 times larger than Earth. My thing is, why is Earth, this planet right here that we're on, why is this the only planet in the solar system with life, people, you know, an environment where things grow, people hate each other? Why are we the only planet in the solar system with life? Can the scientists answer that question? Are there any scientists out there in the audience? 347-857-1762. I would love to hear from a scientist, because I need to learn. I want to know. Okay. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. I'm a little bit under the weather. I'm stretching it here. But let's see. What other things can we... Okay. Okay, Hillary served on the board at Wall Street, where they paid her employees little to nothing at all. Takeover of Chicago schools. We're gonna elaborate on that, because I love talking about things in Illinois, because I live in Illinois, so I'm concerned about it. And a lot of people are moving out of Illinois, and a lot of people are set to move even further out of Illinois because of these things. You know, so Hillary's slipping in the polls. Bill Clinton, I just got through saying, Bill Clinton is saying that Bernie is unelectable. I mean, that's a total lie. These people are desperate. They're down in the polls. They're losing. Bernie is winning, and they're trying to stop his momentum. And the Iowa caucuses are in a few weeks, so Hillary has to lie, make up stuff, you know, to try to get Bernie supporters to go over to her side. You know, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we have to win the White House. There is no doubt about it. But the way Hillary is going about it, I mean, whenever Hillary's back up against the wall, she's going to bring out Bill Clinton, and he's going to get the lion. I think just like Sarah Palin is a pain to Donald Trump, I think Bill Clinton is a negative to Hillary Clinton. They try to bring out the big wigs on this. So Bernie, I mean, if you think about it, Donald Trump, the reason why I think he pulled out Sarah Palin is because Hillary Clinton pulled out her husband, Bill Clinton. So, you know, Donald Trump didn't want to. A lot of us, independents and liberals and progressives, a lot of us are saying, hey, wow, bring on Sarah Palin. She's good for a good laugh. I mean, she is good for a laugh, and she does make you laugh. I mean, I just laugh like I never laughed before, because this lady going to say something stupid, dumb, and her speeches are all crap. You know, I don't know, every time I hear her speak, my skin crawls. I said, what the hell? You know, and she's like Donald Trump, a bully, a blowhard, a liar, a hater. These people, they do not talk about the issues. They're running for president, but you'll never hear Sarah Palin talking about civil rights. You'll never hear Sarah Palin talking about health care unless she's criticizing it. You'll never hear Sarah Palin talking about jobs. You'll never hear Sarah Palin talking about Social Security or energy, gun control, which we need badly. You'll never hear Sarah Palin talking about the American dream that she's living. You'll never hear her talking about the environment, women's rights. You never hear that. The economy, and once again, gun control. You'll never hear Donald Trump or Sarah Palin talk about those things. You'll never hear the Republicans say anything on those issues, especially when they're on the debate stage. They're going to take it again, maybe in a week or so, but they're going to take it again. You know, so you're never going to hear that from them. But anyway, a lot of Democrats and progressives and independents are saying, hey, bring on Sarah Palin. She's good for a laugh, and you are going to lose with her. This lady is a liability. What was that? To go on and on and on and on. So that's enough of Sarah Palin. That was one time I was saying to myself, I will never mention that lady on this show. But since it's, leading off in the news, it's all over the news, all over the internet, going viral, I had to mention it. Since this is a political show, even though, as you can probably see, I know next to little about politicians, but politics. But it's always, I live in a country where I'm a voter, I'm a taxpayer, so I have the right to, try to talk about politics if I can. Thing more and more fun, the way she's blaming Obama because her son went to jail because he hit a woman. She's blaming him, even though he's an Iraq veteran. I don't see the correlation, but apparently she does. She does. A lot of us don't see a relation or a correlation there, but Sarah Palin, she does, and it's going to be amusing. It's going to be fun. So I'm hoping, like so many other people out there, that it winds up being Sarah Palin and Donald Trump, because that's going to make it so easy for a Democrat to win the White House in 2016. Even the Republicans are saying it. Even the Republicans said, oh, we done lost the White House now. We got this bimbo up here. What was Donald Trump thinking? I mean, he's like her, the stupid following the stupid. Did you see the New York Daily newspaper Donald Trump and Sarah Palin, and the headline said stupid following stupid or something like that? That's got to be embarrassing. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump and Sarah Palin is brushing it off. But it was a strong headline. I'm with stupid. Yeah, that was it. I'm with stupid. But that's embarrassing. I'm pretty sure they're going to blow it off. They're going to try and defend it or not defend it or spin it. But New York is a big state. That's going to be a lot of people that they're not going to get. That's a lot of voters that they're not going to be votes that they will not get. So... And Donald Trump, I believe, is a New Yorker. Wow. This is going to be interesting. Stay tuned for all of that, folks. Stay tuned for that. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Block, right here on Block Talk Radio. Just click the button, follow, and you'll get – when you follow me on Block Talk Radio, you'll get – every time I create a show, and every time a show has been created, an episode has been created, you will get a link to it. So you want a link to my shows, just follow me, and it will come directly into your email box. All right, you're listening to George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live. We're having some internet difficulties. We have no guest. I am your guest. I'm trying to make it through this thing because we will have guests next week. Okay. Actually, there's one tomorrow. There's one tomorrow. So stick around for that. I've said that before. Stick around for that. The card that I'm reading here, Voters Be Damned. Taking over the cities. That's the state. That's Bruce Brown. He wants to take it over it all. And you can't take over anything in Illinois, Bruce. Take over anything. The Republicans have both houses. I mean, the Democrats. Let me get this straight. The Democrats have both houses. And you can't get anything. Only thing he can do, Bruce Brown can do, is propose. He's proposing. and he's trying to get people on his side. You and Michael Madigan, John Cullerton, I mean, they just listen to Bruce Rauner and his absurdities. They listen, but there's no movement. There's nothing's going to happen. Bruce Rauner will not take over Chicago Public Schools. Chicago Public Schools will not go bankrupt like he wants. I mean, how can you say something positive about going bankrupt? That's a blot. State agencies have already downgraded the public schools. That's a blot. That's nothing. He's trying to make it sound positive and upbeat that the schools are broke and that the children are going to be disrupted. This is crazy. Okay, plan for takeover. If I can talk about this takeover. Okay, we have a computer problem. Well, this is a day for it, folks. For about 3 or 4 months, everything's been working fine, but I guess it's has gotten to me. Okay, I mean, if you're out there, Nicole, you got to go to work, you got to go to the store, you got to shop, you got to do this and do that, and you have to venture out there. And a lot of us do. Bundle up. Keep yourself warm. I've said this many times. Keep yourself safe. It's only one one of you, and things can not work right if you do not do the right things and keep yourself safe, keep yourself healthy, keep yourself warm. You're going to get sick. Sickness is going to come, but you can always get over a sickness if you do the right thing, drink a lot of liquids, coffee, tea, or whatever, and stuff like that. As long as there's nothing really, really dire, nothing really, really serious. Something's popping up on my screen. Facebook, you. Okay, that's probably what I got. but I don't fault people for not agreeing with me. I really don't. Okay, they're protesting. Rahm Emanuel interrupts the conference of the mayors. Okay, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Black Talk Radio. It's 7:07. I think it's around 30 degrees outside. 30 is a lot better than 20. 20 is a lot better than 10. 10 is a lot better than 0. So I guess what I'm saying is the temperature is getting a little bit warmer. A little bit, not warmer, but it's not that biting cold. Where you go outside and you feel like your face is being bitten. It's just so cold out there. It is something. Okay, smart quiz question. How many senators are there from each state? Okay, how many senators are there in the entire country of the United States? 100. You are correct. You are correct. How many senators are there from each state? 2. He's right. Smart boy, smart guy. I got you. Who was the first president of the United States? Who was the first president of the United States? The first president of the United States. Denver, I cannot believe that you don't know the first. George Washington. You should know that before you know any other president. George Washington is the first president of the United States. All right, folks. giving him a little bit of an education because somehow he didn't get one. Wow. You, Denver, remember that. Please remember that. Okay, I'm going to hand over the show to my son, Denver Wilder. Okay, because I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. I'm pretty sure he can't. Come on over here, Denver. Try not to. Okay, hold on, folks. Oh, shoot.
The clip is.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Denver Wilder. I'm a student at UNO CSN, also known as Rogers Park. I'm sitting in for George Wilder because, well, he's not feeling under the weather, and I think he will feel better by tomorrow, though. If not, well, I'll let you know when. Now, the weather outside, well, what can I tell you? Really frigid. And I think the 20s are better. 20s is better than 10s. And I think, and I hate to say that, 30s are even better. 30s are better than 20s. In this case, make 35 your average forecast. Or 40, if it depends. 50, that's got to be mild. That's got to be like nice mild weather. Weather because, well, when it's 50 degrees out, well, it's not that bitterly cold. If it were bitterly cold, it would be like 0 degrees, or one, or, as the newscasters might say, a polar vortex. So next Sunday at 3 p.m. host, and I believe that this is going to be fun. It's going to be fun and exciting for him. Well, either that, or you get the picture. To make the world a better place, we need one. To make the world a better place, we need one. Less crimes. Just hire more police officers. Just hire more police officers. Better jobs and better education. Get more money. And another way, get more money. And a third way, more money. Just do what you gotta do to what you can to make the money. You can make the best out of anything. Don't be like the other guys. They don't care. We can just let them not care. you know, in a third way. Wait, well, just do anything. Just do anything. Just do anything you can. Just do anything you can to make the world a better place. For example, putting the guns down and getting more money into homes, being forced out homelessness or out of the buildings. What else have we got for today? No. The Powerball reaches $1.4 billion. Yes, it has reached $1.4 billion. But what would it look like for what's it going to be for 2016? 1.6? 2 billion? I hope so, because if we win. Because Illinois is the only one that doesn't win any Powerballs. We never win lotteries. And maybe that's the reason why. If a Powerball reaches $1.4 million, that'll be a lot of money. Build a house. Or do something with that lot of money. But you can. Sure, even though someone's going to come up to your door and say, congratulations, Powerball, just sign this check. It doesn't mean anything to you. It does not even. And I can agree with that, too. Rissa. What kind of name? I don't even know. So, I don't actually know what Risa is, but I'm not going to tell you that either. During the Democratic debate, Hillary Clinton and Chelsea are both lying on Bernie Sanders. They are not lying on Bernie Sanders. They are actually just telling the truth nowadays. Wow. If they were really talking about it, I would be happy to hear this. Let's go back to the weather. I still want to talk. Okay. But still. However, we're still waiting for this clip to respond. I don't know the internet and it's slow because it's very slow because of the weather or the internet problems or somebody. It's chomping up. Yeah.
You're on the air. Once it goes off, I talk. See? Yeah. You hear it?
Okay, forget about that audio that was being chopped up because something was really wrong with the internet and we don't want to know about it. We can't fix this. We only fix this with our bare hands. We got some very top issues from 2015 to 2016, which is right now. Iran, you are full of terrorists. You just want to shoot and commit crime. You have no law. You have no You have no law. You have any right to do whatever you want. Just don't come into our state. Islam, Muslims, well, they act like Arabians and they're all terrorists. Well, not all of them. They're just citizens. Yet they come into America. Not only that, they just come into America. That's all. If they really wanted to get to America, whoa, think fast. They act like citizens, and they are citizens in America. I wouldn't say that. No, which ISIS, a military deadly group. Yet the Americans are forcing to blow up ISIS, destroy ISIS for coming into the state. Well, you know what? They should think of another plan because ISIS is already in here. If not, well, they're just stuck in another place somewhere. Terrorism has spread it all throughout the country, and it's still in the day since 1990, since the terrorist attacks of 2001, the Boston bombing, Sandy Hook, and now the France attack, which is, well, 2 months ago. 2 months and 1 year ago. Wow. That's got to be terrible. Not as terrible as what you think. But, well, it's terrible. So our food stamps, where can we get some? We are still waiting for the food stamps. Yet the government hadn't sent a budget. Really, it hasn't sent a budget. It's really terrible. Well, what else can I say? I can't even do. What else can I say? It's really bad. Like I was saying before, let's get back to the weather. Well, temperatures stay increasingly the same. High of 40. Temperatures stay the same with a high of 20. By Thursday, we should be up by 28 with a wind chill factor of 0. Then we warm up over the weekend. We warm up over the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday weekend. Then, once we warm up into a full weekend, we warm up into the fullest weekend ever for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with temperatures that's up to 30 or 40 degrees. But then by next week, we go back down and temperatures wind up in the teens. The low 30s. For next weekend, it's going to be the high 30s. However, if you have fun events for the Friday, you have not a chance to head over to Pier. It is now open after construction of the new Ferris wheel. Don't you remember the old Ferris wheel back in Navy Pier? If you did, then whoa. Now's the time to make your memories. What? My daddy's returning. I'm about to go off.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. You was just listening to Denver Wilder on the Wilder Network, on the Wilder... That's wild as something. On the George Wilder Jr. Show, you're just listening to Denver Wilder. Of course, he needs to be trained. I was listening to him. And it sounds, But anyway, thank you for listening. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left into the show. We were talking about, I want to thank Denver Wilder for being on the show. He was my guest. Sometimes you have those guests that just kind of just show up. You kind of just showed up, kind of, so I just had to rescue him from himself, probably. But I want to thank him for being on the show. And how many senators are there from each state? There is 2 smart quiz questions. Join me tomorrow. I will have another smart quiz question. And because they're a lot of fun. They are a lot of fun. And we will also have more lively topics and discussion. We do have a guest for the show tomorrow on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Anything goes. It's things in the news and more smart quiz question on my show. Okay. So what we were doing, we were talking about Bernie Sanders. But most importantly, we got to get people to vote. We have to get people to vote. You don't vote, you're going to get a Republican, totally Republican. You have to get out there and do your thing. Do your thing and vote. Do not let your religion or whatever your beliefs are stand in your way to keep you from voting. Because if it is so many religions in the world, and some of these religions don't require their members to vote, which is crazy. You got some religions out here don't even require their members to have a high school education. They talk them out of getting one. That's ridiculous. We have to get out here and vote. We are not helpless. Let me put it this way again. Folks, we are not helpless. We are not helpless. We want this country back. We can't give it up to the extreme. They will destroy this country. They will destroy everybody in it because that is what they like. Okay, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Block Talk Radio. Follow me on LinkedIn. I'm all over the place. Google, everywhere. Follow me on Amazon. I'm on Amazon. I got a lot of stuff on Amazon. Good writings, good fiction, good everything on Amazon. So check out some of that stuff. Even though I have a book up there called Jesus Christ, Son of Man Returns, I am not religious. It's just fiction. A lot of people see the title of the book, oh, he's a religious nut. No, I'm not. And I have to explain that to people. But once you open up the book and you read the prologue, it'll tell you right then and there that it's just a story that I had dreamed about when I was little, when I was a small toddler. And it come to fruition, and I decided to, you know, build a story around it, and I did. And I enjoyed it. Like I said before, I had a blast writing it. So check me out on Amazon.com, www.amazon.com/author/G Wilder. Check me out at my website, www.georgewilderjr.com. It's a pretty interesting website. I go in it every day to change things around. We're just about off the air, and I will be on the show tomorrow. We supposedly scheduled a guest tomorrow. I'm looking at the calendar. So hopefully that would come into fruition. Hopefully. Most of my guests are just great guests, and they always show up. Some don't, some do. I guess that's the way of the world, you know. And I love having guests on the show. Writers, authors, doctors, psychiatrists, politicians. I love having all kind of people on the show because everybody brings their own perspective to the show. And that's what it's all about, bringing your own perspective to the show, bringing what you know that's going to educate, inform, and just be fun to my listeners, my audience out there. Yeah. And I want to thank everybody for downloading the show, archiving the show, listening to the show on the internet, or listening to the show wherever you are. This show is international. Anytime you're on the computer, you're international, because anybody anywhere can get you if they're interested. Hopefully you're interested. I'm going to say goodbye, and I hope to see you back here. I hope to see you back here tomorrow, folks. It's been a blast. It's been fun. I want to thank Denver Wilder for sitting in for me for a few minutes. He was great. He was wonderful. He needs work, but he's wonderful. Bye-bye, people.
Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago.
I didn't see that.
That was